They've been all over the county, worked all over Gilmer County. They just buy timber wherever they could get it, you know. Then in the time of it, when then the boys bought a little mill of our own, and we got out here, and we were in 8 years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, been family up there, you know. We cut lots of timber. And that oldest boy now, he is a logger. He had him 2 good yoke cattle that he logged with. He kept us logs all the logs we could sell. And me and him was only two that I ever knew of logging a sawmill in the county. This one of us by ourselves. But he could get this and then loggers as I could, but he had been with me on logging contracts back of that. Didn't learn a right smart little. Well, now I'll take the full time and you won't get through at all.
Oh, well, I'm just enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. Listen, we were talking about mountains and stuff. You know, up in the mountains where the kind of a place between the mountains where the road can go through, where you can get between. What would you call that?
Well, we call that a gap.
Well, like up in the mountains, those like in the rivers, the water will flow along, then it'll have a kind of a drop off. What would you call it?
Fold.
Well, like I was wondering about out where you lived when you were talking about it. This house that we were talking about before, Tail Creek. How did you? What kind of a road went out there to that?
Well, our road we had to make our own road to keep it in. Yeah, we run the public road, and it's about a half, 3/4 of a mile, I guess, out to the public road. But back then, we had to work the public roads ourselves.
Oh, you had to do the public roads.
Yeah, we done them. And I appointed the overseer, the ordinary, or somebody, I guess ordinary, then appointed a man to oversee us. And then he had to go around and give him so many names as hands. And he went around and told us the day to meet him to work the road, and so we all had to be there and work the road.
Well, it was just a kind of a dirt road?
Yeah, just old dirt roads.
Well, now, the public road, what was it made of?
Well, that's what I'm talking
just
about.
Just the same.
Yeah,
and
the same
did, thing. Did you have a, you said about 3/4 of a mile off the public road.
Yeah.
Now, what did you call that led off?
Well, we call that the by road. That was our way home now when we left the highway, and we had to keep it up exclusively.
Now, did they have, after you were talking about the public road, what did they ever put on there when they first started paving that? Did they ever?
Well, the way we worked it and kept it up, where it is passable, we'd get some pine brush and put in the holes and throw a little dirt on it with a shovel. And if they wanted a little ditch by the on the each side, we'd take mattocks and dig up a little there and throw it out back in the bed of the road to keep it sort of level there. Nothing passing but wagons and hardly ever a buggy at that day. But that's the way we done it. And
what do they have on it now out there?
It's a hard surface road now, straight on through.
Oh, is it?
And not just one. I don't know how many there is all over the county nearly.
They have there almost all. What do they put on them here? Is it asphalt or?
I don't know what to call it. It's the same thing as asphalt, only it's just a little bit different ingredient.
But it's that blacktop.
Yeah.
Well, do they have any? They make out of
like
concrete or something around here?
Yeah. That was the first.
Oh, it was. And that was what they paved it to start off?
Yeah, that's what they used at the start.
Well, what would they call that type of road?
They call that concrete roads.
Yeah, well, they